felt like an idiot because I go, yeah, I'm having a hard time getting this stuff from this phone over to this phone. If you can help. And she looks at the phone and goes, click, 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 click. Okay, you're all done.
Of course.
And I went like, oh.
And she's like rolling her eyes as she's doing it. Like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
I mean, the only other alternative was to hand it to an 8-year-old child.
Yes.
Yes.
Who would have
yes.
done it even shorter time.
Yeah, you could have had your grandkids look at it.
We're going to play Get Real, where we get into deeply awkward personal questions. Let's everybody pull out a question and say the question you got before we answer them.
Okay.
Mine is, what do you think makes someone a good person?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
What do you got, Woody?
I've got, what superpower would you want and how would you wield it?
Oh, ooh. Nice. Mine is, what member of your family do you like the most?
So I think Gina's got the most to lose by answering these questions because you could rupture relationships in your family.
Yeah. I'm prepared, though.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. This is Jim. What do you think makes someone a good person? I think it's, do they do the right thing by other people when nobody's looking?
Ooh, yeah.
So, you know, if there's no way somebody could find out whether you are doing something decent or not, and you could do something not so nice, mm-hmm. but you do it anyway,
yeah.
I think that's what makes you a good person.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Woody,
mine is, what superpower would you want and how would you wield it?
This says a lot about a person.
It does. Uh-huh.
I would like to have the power to control people's minds.
Ooh.
And
that's a big blanket.
The second part of the question.
How would I wield it? I would change people's minds if they didn't want something.
Okay.
But give us a for instance. Well, you like, have to get specific.
Yeah. I don't know. That would involve time travel. So.
Did you pick the wrong superpower, maybe? Maybe time travel would have been better.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Can I go again?
No. There's no changing. No. How would you wield changing somebody's mind? Give us a for instance.
All right. Well, if you were in trouble with the law or something, maybe you could control their mind and say, no, look somewhere else.
Okay.
Not that I'm a big criminal.
So
even though I did have two phones for a while.
You would wield your power to throw the cops off your trail.
Not just the cops, but everyone.
Everyone.
All the people you could be in trouble with.
I would use my power to make my ex-wife forget about me. And that way, I wouldn't have to pay alimony anymore.
Oh, okay, right.
There you go.
I like that.
Now we're down to the real answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it took a bit, but we got there.
We got there.
We're peeling back the layers.
Exactly. Gina, what you got?
Yeah, so what member of your family do you like the most? I'm going to say my parents. I like them better than my siblings.
Oh, but you got to pick one. It's not members in your family.
Yeah. So you're going to pick mom or dad?
Yeah, we're going to make one of them really disappointed right now.
No, I can't
Come on.
Do that. Okay, you know what? I'm going to say Landon because he's now a member of my family.
I think you just cheated.
That was a cowardly way out.
There's nothing in there about says it's got to be blood.
No.
Okay. Yeah, we should change it to a blood relative.
Yeah.
As opposed to a married relative. Yeah. All right.
But that one is hard between my parents. That one's hard. I don't think I could pick.
Okay. I hemmed and hawed with my question, so I guess we can give you a pass.
It's all right.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
The Tennessee State Attorney General has sent a warning to CVS to stop sending political texts. Because, you know, all their customers, you always get a thing like if you're ready for a refill or they say, hey, your prescription's ready.
Right.
But they've been sending stuff, you know, with their whole thing
about
trying to fight it.
Yeah. The law changing.
Yeah, which I don't understand and I don't know whose side to be on, but whatever.
I don't know either. Yeah, I don't want to side with CVS. I don't know, I've had a crappy experience there, but I don't know, maybe they have a right to speech.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. If their text is as long as, you know, as their receipts. Then, you know, everyone's going to run out of data on their phone anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Carpal tunnel syndrome trying to scroll through all that long messages. So because it was going to interrupt their spring break, lawmakers in Washington may have come to a deal to fund TSA agents.
Oh,
that's cool.
They worked all night because this would have interrupted their vacation. So there may be a deal worked out today where it finally goes through that TSA agents can get their money for working all these days without not getting paid, and go back to work and hopefully resolve this whole airport situation.
That'd be great.
Good. Yeah, that'd be great. ChatGPT ranked all 50 states by the best place to live right now. Can you guys guess where Tennessee ranks?
I'd say we're probably in the middle somewhere.
Okay. I'd say top 10, but in the lower half of top 10.
Okay, we're number 4.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Texas is number 1, and then North Dakota is sadly number 50.
Yeah, well. It's just like, you know, there's not a lot of draw there.
Yeah.
They should really just, you know, take North and South Dakota and just make it one Dakota.
I don't think I could name a city.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not make it one Dakota?
Yeah.
One Dakota
to rule them all.
Yeah, they could name it one Dakota. That's great.
Gina, you're losing your hair.
I'm losing my hair.
I guess it's a symptom of postpartum because of like our estrogen levels being so high during pregnancy.
I never heard that before.
Yep. And then they drop so drastically. So a lot of women experience like hair thinning and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. But I don't think that's the real issue.
That's not the culprit. What is the real culprit?
Okay. I think it's our freaking kids. I think it's the babies that are grabbing onto our hair and not letting go. I know mine is not the only one that has a death grip and will not let go.
Paisley has the jaws of life.
Yes.
Those little fingers.
Oh, they do.
They're little, but they're mighty. Yeah. And she even like grabs onto Landon's beard and won't let go.
Yeah.
And our necklaces, like anything that she can grab on your body.
Yeah.
And then last night too, I was sitting there and I was like, okay, hold on. She physically assaults me when I'm breastfeeding her. Like, kicks, punches.
Is she breastfeeding against her will?
I'm like, I'm not drowning you. I check your nose. You can breathe. And, like, she just attacks me, pinches.
Isn't
like,
there a thing like, you know, don't bite the hand? Or
right,
boob
I know.
The
she's a little baby bully.
Yeah,
she's a
thank
baby
God
bully.
She doesn't have teeth yet. But then, like, we bottle feed her. I know. We bottle feed her, and she just sits there like a little princess. I'm like, what? Like, what?
Wow.
Yeah.
So she's a little sadistic. If the bottle doesn't show that it's in pain,
yeah.
She don't bother.
I guess
oh, wow.
so. Yeah, and she's in this, like, really cute phase. I hope you can sense my sarcasm, where she's like starting to headbutt me. So
oh,
like
yeah.
I'll kind of have her like in the crook of my neck or whatever, and then she just like thrashes around, and I'm like, you're gonna get CTE before you're one.
Yeah, I remember, you know, when we would eventually let the babies come into bed.
Yeah,
because you always end up doing that, mm-hmm. even though you say we're not going to do that, but you do it anyway, and then they hit you in the head with their head. So it's like we used to call it the coconut game. It was
fun. The coconut game. Yes, yeah. There, yeah, she's a little
She pulls
terror.
Her hair.
Yes, she pulls it so hard.
If it means anything to you,
mm-hmm.
You have a great shaped head. So if there were no hair on
yeah.
it, I think you'd still look fabulous.
Well, thank you.
I think you could work it without hair.
Thank you.
You'd totally
yeah.
pull that
yeah.
off.
Yeah.
yeah. I hope it doesn't come to that.
Yeah.
I hope so. But it could. I'm trying as long as I can to not get the mom haircut.
Oh,
you know, to like
right.
cut
yeah,
it short.
Yeah.
So you didn't realize that they cut it that way, so that it's like just out of reach of the those little pulling hands.
There is a reason.
Mom haircut is the gateway to mom jeans.
I know, I'm trying to avoid it as much as I can.
It's happening.
Yeah. You're fine. It's good to be back. I was off for a couple of days.
Handling
Welcome
back.
Some personal
yes.
business and, you know, having mental breakdowns, all that kind of stuff like that
yeah.
that we all do
yes.
in 2026.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good day.
We're happy you're back.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back.
Yeah.
I'm down to one phone now.
Yeah, so you were carrying around two phones
yeah.
like Super Mr. Important Man.
Yeah, well, no, it was more like
I know it wasn't was on, the reason, but that's, you know, what it looked like.
People say, are you a drug dealer? Are you on Breaking Bad? You got two phones all the time? Yeah, I guess it, you know, it was a whole thing about, you know, being able to use Apple to move things back
Switching
and forth.
Switching things from
yeah.
one phone to the
yeah.
other.
And so, you know, I was going like, well, I guess I may have to go to the Apple store. Oh, I don't want to go all over there and stand in the line and talk to the geniuses.
No.
So I went to Best Buy, and their Geek Squad people helped me.
Oh,
that's cool.
Nice.
I felt like an idiot because I go, yeah, I'm having a hard time getting this stuff from this phone over to this phone. If you can help. And she looks at the phone and goes, click, 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 click. Okay, you're all done.
Of course.
And I went like, oh.
And she's like rolling her eyes as she's doing it. Like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
I mean, the only other alternative was to hand it to an 8-year-old child.
Yes.
yes.
Who would
yes.
have done it even shorter time.
Yeah, you could have had your grandkids look at it. They wouldn't
know. Yes. Oh my God.
It's nice that they let you keep the other phone for that, but it's also
yeah.
very inconvenient.
Yeah, I have to turn in the other phone. Yeah, and then I'll have my grandkids check it, and I'll just go back to being, you know, an old man yelling at clouds. It's Gender Wars time, so why don't we play that game brought to you by Tree Fellers. Need some trees gone? They can help you out. Contact localtreefellers.com. In fact, Tyler from Tree Fellers is playing our game today. Hey, Tyler.
Hey, what's up?
All right, and also we have your girlfriend, Lexi. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, let's warm up with a Get Acquainted question before we start.
Yeah, see if you can knock these questions down as easily as you do trees. All right, let's start with you, Lexi. If you could pick one snack food for the rest of your life, what is it?
Probably garden salsa sun chips, for sure.
Oh, all right. That's good. What about you, Tyler? What's the one snack food you would pick?
There's like these Parmesan grated pretzel bites things. They're called Dots.
Oh, I love those.
Oh, yes. Dots.
There's a cinnamon sugar flavor that's
so good.
That's what my employee was just telling me about. He was like, there's like a cinnamon sugar one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When I die, I want my coffin filled with those.
Oh, my God.
Okay, you each have a screw if you need it, and you get into trouble.
All right, here we go. Lexi, multiple choices, how we start. Which one of these actors was not in the Bad Boys movies? Martin Lawrence, Vin Diesel, or Will Smith?
Was it the first one?
Martin Lawrence?
Yeah.
No.
He was in those.
No, yeah, Vin Diesel was not in that.
Okay.
He was neither Fast nor Furious in that one.
All right, Tyler. Which reality show has a spot for private nights called The Hideaway?
Multiple choice.
Give him the choice. Give him the choices.
Yeah, you're right. It's right there. Yeah, I'm staring at it. Love Island, The Golden Bachelor, or Trading Spouses?
The Bachelor.
No, it's Love Island.
That was my first spot.
Dang.
Oh, go with that gun.
Bachelor has the fantasy suite, right?
Yes.
That's a different thing. Okay.
I glitched for a second.
They're still doing it like rabbits, though. All right, Lexi, the Nashville Predators uniforms are primarily gold, and what other color?
White,
no.
Aww.
Blue.
Golden blue. Okay. Tyler, will you be the first person to score a point? Let's see.
What part of a woman's face are they probably working on if they are threading?
Eyebrows.
Yes!
Eyebrows.
There we go.
Good job.
First point goes to Tyler.
Woo.
Okay, Lexi, you need this one to tie it up. If you're driving your Troy built, what are you probably doing?
A Troy built.
What are you probably doing?
I have no idea.
No guess?
You can use the screw if you want.
I'm going to use that, yeah.
Okay. Right. All right. Tyler, she hopes you don't know this. Your Troy built, what are you mostly doing if you're driving that?
Semi-truck?
No.
Ooh.
No, you're mowing the lawn.
She's back in it.
Riding lawnmower.
That's right.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking of Peterbilt.
Peterbilt.
Yeah, different built.
Okay. All right. So, Tyler, if you get this one right, this is a question designed for you. You will win the game.
Tyler, who was the female star of all the 50 Shades movies?
Look back on all the times you've seen those movies.
I don't know.
You want to screw?
You want to screw? Okay.
Yeah, we'll screw.
Okay. He's going to do it.
All right, Lexi, same question for you.
Who was the female star of all the 50 Shades movies?
I have never seen those movies, honestly.
No guess?
No, I don't know stars like that.
All right.
Okay, that means that Tyler gets the point.
Woo!
It's Jim's favorite actress, Dakota Johnson.
Whoa. Congrats, Tyler. Well played. You got yourself tickets for the Supercross at Nissan Stadium.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Heck yeah.
And thanks for the job you're doing, getting rid of people's trees, especially after the storm, man.
Yes.
Did a great job in my house. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3. We had some fun. We were kind of adding our own cowbell to when Blue Oyster Cult's Don't Fear the Reaper was playing.
Oh, yes.
Gina, we got a text.
We did. Mark texted us. He said, do you guys know if they buried the cowbell in the recent mixes of Don't Fear the Reaper?
Well, if they like toned it down?
Yeah.
Because of the sketch?
You think so?
Let's go back and listen to the sketch. This is, if you're not familiar, this is a classic SNL sketch from 2000. So that's 26 years old.
Wow.
Behind the scenes with Blue Oyster Cult.
As the recording.
Bruce, could you come in here for a second, please?
Guys, what's the deal?
Are you sure that was sounding okay?
I'll be honest, fellas, it was sounding great, but I could have used a little more cowbell.
Still funny to hear it.
It is. It's funny.
And so Mark wants to know, did they change the official recording to tone down the cowbell?
Yeah.
Because of the sketch from Saturday Night Live? Yeah.
You think they remixed it just to avoid embarrassment, perhaps?
Maybe.
All right. All right. So I found this is the oldest digital recording I could find. And this is about 15 years old.
So all right. Wow. Remastered.
The sketch would have come out before this.
Right. All right.
But this is what the official version from the record company is. Let's listen.
I hear no cowbell.
Yeah, I can't hear it.
It's super quiet in the background.
Why would they do that? Yeah. I mean, that's their only song.
They didn't. That is the way it's always sounded.
Really?
Forever.
Wow. Oh,
the sketch really was just like an imagining if that cowbell
was really loud. Was really loud, yeah.
Yeah. So
that's weird. Is that the Mandela effect?
Yeah.
We just always assumed it was there?
It is the Mandela effect. Like all of a sudden you hear something and then forever that's changed in your brain.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. But I guess since that sketch in 2000, the band added somebody playing cowbell during live performances.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, of course, that's the only reason people would go to their show is to hear that one song and hear the cowbell.
And they never used it before.
Wow.
And that song is like a bazillion years old.
It is, yeah.
So
that's
like they
crazy.
Toured without using a cowbell whatsoever till then.
Wow.
Oh, funny.
There we go. Another music mystery has been solved. Dayton James Weber, who is a quadruple amputee. He has no arms or legs. He also happens to be a champion cornhole player. And the story is that witnesses say he murdered someone. He was driving in a car and then took out a gun. And he does have a way to fire it, apparently.
He murdered the person, allegedly, in the passenger seat.
Right. And asked the people in the back. There were two other people in the back seat. There are witnesses. And he asked them to help get rid of the body. They said, no, thank you. Instead, we'll call the police. Why don't you just let us out right here? And he did. And they called the police, found the body later, and, he's been arrested.
In custody.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Now, the update is, apparently, his defense lawyer may be using the Aaron Hernandez defense.
Which
saying
is?
That he had too many concussions, CTE, and because apparently, when he's throwing the cornhole bags, he tends to fall and hit his head a lot because he has no arms and legs. He has to use however he does it.
Because he hit his head so much, that's why he did this really horrible thing.
Yes. So that may be the defense that is the reason for his outlandish behavior and murdering someone, allegedly, according to witnesses.
Well, that could make sense because he let the people in the back seat go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would you do that?
But if his head was messing him up so much that he would murder somebody, his head seemed to be just fine to ask people in the back seat for help to get rid of the body.
That's true.
Mm. Like, gee, your head seemed to work fine for the other thing.
Yeah.
And we were just discussing off the air. If he does go to prison, would he go to regular prison? Or would they have to have a special needs prison?
His accommodations would have to be modified. I would imagine he'd be going to a regular prison.
How would he eat the food? Would somebody just feed him?
I guess however he eats now.
He'd be a pocket pal or something.
I mean, he's quite capable of all this stuff.
Right. Yeah. If he can throw a cornhole bag.
Yes. And drive.
Yes.
And
he can
and,
probably function.
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, you'd have a lower bunk, I guess.
Right?
Yeah.
Bottom bunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were talking, how does he use the bathroom? You know, maybe they have some sort of crane that picks him up and sits him on the toilet.
There's so many questions.
I think there's a less elaborate way. He's probably got it figured out. Either way, this defense doesn't sound so good.
Totally Hits 93.3, helping you perk up with the Woody and Jim Mood Boost. Hey, feeling good, like I should.
Picture a self-help book with the title How You Do It.
Mm.
And it's the story of Jeffrey Simmons from the Titans.
Oh, okay. He's the best.
Because the guy just keeps being an awesome member of the community. Mm. So Habitat Humanity, where they help people get their first home and kind of change a, you know, their the way, the generational path of their of somebody's family.
Right.
They were celebrating 8 new homes for 8 new families here in Nashville.
Oh, that's great.
And the Habitat for Humanity in Nashville had partnered up with the Tennessee Titans, so Jeffrey Simmons was there. Mm-hmm. And for one of the families, he paid their first year's mortgage.
Wow.
So they could even get farther ahead in life.
Oh, that's awesome. That's very cool.
Being from a small town in Macon, Mississippi, and bouncing from home to home, you know, I know what it felt like to not be stable. So to be able to have a stable home, you know, that's what hit home.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's really cool.
So he's just a great dude.
Yeah, no kidding.
If you're a professional athlete or anybody of prominence, how do you do it? Do what Jeffrey Simmons does.
Yes.
Love that. If you'd like to see more about that, you can check out the Woody and Jim or Totally Hits 93.3 Facebook page or go to our website, totallyhitsnashville.com. All right, let's talk animals.
Gina's got a list of creatures with strange names, and Woody and I have to figure out what kind of animal they are.
Yep. All right.
All right, so what's a hotzin?
A hotzin?
Uh-huh.
Mm. Sounds like an exotic dog you see in the gulch. What do you think?
I'm going to guess it's a bird of some sort.
It is. And the young birds have claws on their wings.
Okay.
Really? Yeah. Oh, wow. So you don't want to tangle with one.
Treacherous.
No. What about a woily?
A woily.
Roily?
It sounds like somebody with a speech problem trying to say the name of another animal. Woily. I'm going to say it's a fish.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to say it's a cat of some sort.
Close. It's a farting rat.
A farting rat.
Farting rat.
Specifically a rat that farts.
Yep.
With a gas problem.
Yeah.
Does it audibly fart?
I don't know. Just said a farting rat.
So
really?
Yeah.
That's it's best known for.
Yeah.
I've never seen one, but maybe I've smelled one.
Yeah. Smelt it
so
and dealt it.
Yep. this one might be kind of common knowledge. A hellbender.
Oh yeah, that's like a fish, reptile-y fish thing. Hides in rocks underwater.
Yeah, it's a salamander.
Okay,
You binged it before.
Because I knew that one. Yeah. I knew somebody that was like studying to be a vet and had to go like find them in the wild and study them.
Are they farting salamanders?
I don't know. Look for the bubbles.
What about a sea pig?
Sea pig.
Yeah.
Sea.
I know a manatee is sometimes called a sea cow.
Yeah.
Sea pig?
Mm-hmm.
Sea pig. I would say it has to be some sort of aquatic creature.
Maybe.
Probably not a bird. Yeah. I'm going to say a sea pig is a insect. I have no idea.
Okay. It's a sea cucumber.
Sea cucumber.
Yeah.
So what's is a sea cucumber a vegetable?
No, they're actually cool. They're like,
what are they?
They look like swollen cucumbers,
but they're usually
pretty. Yeah, and they're like in the water. Yeah.
I think I've seen those on TikTok. People grab them and squirt
because
they're full of water or something.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's weird.
It is.
Okay, I got two
more. Something. Okay.
Okay.
What's a lowland streak tenrec?
I no idea. I'm going to say a kind of fox or wolf.
Okay.
I'm going to go some sort of lizard.
Okay. It's a rodent. It's like like the size of a hamster, and it's really ugly looking.
But does not fart.
It's like a pointy nose, but it does not fart. As I know.
I'm sorry. I keep going back to the farts. I'm sorry.
Okay. And then this last one has the word in it, so I'm going to take the last word out.
Okay.
But it's a satanic leaf-tailed something.
Satanic leaf-tailed something. I'm going to say it's a reptile.
Okay.
I think it's like a wolf-type creature.
Yeah. Satanic leaf-tailed lizard.
Oh, it's a lizard. Yes. Okay, so you got it.
And it's red and like gross-looking, so that's why. And then the tail looks like a holly leaf almost.
Okay. Sounds like nightmare fuel.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So if you don't
I didn't want to look at any of these pictures.
Something you don't want to find in your sleeping bag.
Exactly.
So what are we doing this weekend, you guys?
I'm going to Gatlinburg with my family.
Ooh. Oh, that's awesome.
I think we're going to leave tonight and then come back Sunday maybe.
Very cool. Yeah.
What are you most looking forward to? What do you like about Gatlinburg?
I don't know. It'll be cool. It'll be it'll be the first time since we've been engaged, since we've been engaged,
because
That's where my husband proposed.
Oh,
so
nice.
That'll be
cool.
Yeah. And to show Paisley stuff, even though she has no idea and won't remember.
Look, but. A bear. No, it's not a bear. Yeah. It's just a picture of the bear.
Exactly, exactly.
That guy with hair. I'm going to... there's a Seed and Spark Creativity Seminar this afternoon, which is... It's about... people who want to make movies independently in Nashville.
Oh, okay.
I don't, but I'm interested in the movie making process because it's just cool to me.
Yeah, very cool.
And then going to a meeting at church. We do a thing where we feed the hungry on Thursdays, and we're going to start our community garden so we can grow stuff.
Oh, nice.
To serve.
Wow, very cool. That's really cool.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to be spending some time with my my kids over the weekend. Of course, my grandson, Ollie, has another soccer game tomorrow. My girlfriend, Melissa, is going to go to visit her sister in Kentucky. So I'm going to take the time to go finally see Project Hail Mary.
Nice.
Finally. I'll be the last one in the world to see it.
It's been like a Hail Mary trying to get to the movie that has Hail Mary in the name.
I had a hectic week, so I need a little release.
Yes,
and
you need
that's
a little
feel-good
relaxation.
Movie. Yeah. We'll catch you back here. Monday morning, we'll have a Woody and Jim joke off. Also, we have Monster Jam tickets to give away. You have to say it like that. Monster Jam.